Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. Thank you for listening this morning, and please tune in each Sunday morning as we open up the pages of God's wonderful book, the Bible. At the end of our broadcast, we'll be given some times of our services. We cordially invite you to any of these services. You will always be warmly received. What if suddenly your sight were taken away from you? All the things that you have just taken for granted, going from room to room, walking to the store, watching your kids grow up, and a host of other daily activities you will no longer be able to participate in. Just try to close your eyes for an extended period of time. Can you go through your normal day-to-day life if you didn't have your sight? How much more difficult would it be if we did not and could not see? Yet many people who were born without sight have done some wonderful things. One man owns a basketball team in Cleveland, though he has never seen a basketball game, makes many decisions that affect his players. Ronnie Millsap is a country music singer that has risen to great height in his profession, and yet he was born blind. One of the best piano players in all the world was born blind, and yet he is a renowned piano player. Authors, painters, bankers, lawyers, even teachers. How can they do it? They did not allow their handicap to do the same with their lives. In one way, they learned to walk by faith. We read about many people in our Bible who are truly remarkable people. How did Abraham offer Isaac on that altar in Genesis 22? Why did Noah build an ark when he had never seen it rain, according to Genesis 6-9? How was Joseph able to stay faithful in all the adversity he faced in Egypt? Why did Moses leave the household of Pharaoh to suffer affliction with his own people? How did the early Christians endure persecution, even face death, but never gave up Christ? All had something in common. They learned the value of walking by faith and not by sight. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, it is a brief passage of Scripture, but it is very powerful. Paul wrote in his second letter to the church of Corinth, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We want to look at three areas in our lives that we must learn to walk by faith and not by sight. We must choose one of these. One will bring pain and one will bring comfort. We must choose. Let's begin by talking about authority. Those who walk by sight are those that deal with authority by depending on experience. Those who walk by faith deal with this subject by depending on revelation. Those who walk by sight depend on experience, feelings, perception, and personal experiences. Base religion on physical senses is very dangerous. In John chapter 12, verse 27 through verse 30. John chapter 12, 27 through 30. "Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had been thunder. Others said, "An angel had spoken this to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake." You see, their feelings, they thought it was thunder. The angels. No, it was God giving acknowledgement to his son. They were both wrong. The voice was not for the sake of Jesus. It was for their sake. Read verse 30 through 33. They went on their feelings, what they thought, and they were wrong. In 1 Kings chapter 19, 1 through 18, Elijah thought he was alone. He was hiding in the cave. Jezebel was seeking his life, and yet he thought he was alone. God told him to get out, that he had seven other people that had not bowed their knee to Baal. You see, he was not alone, but he felt he was alone. You see, he was depending on sight and not his faith. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we are warned that our feelings could lead, could cause us to follow the wrong thing. In 2 Thessalonians, beginning in verse 10, Paul would write, "And with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this reason God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness." You see, some will believe their experience, their feelings. How many times have people told me, "I know what I feel. I feel saved. I feel it in my heart. I feel this warm feeling in my heart, and I know that I'm saved. I know that God is with me." That is feelings, emotions, and experience. Doing that causes a person to walk by sight and not walk by faith. Feelings can lead you astray. Paul thought that he should persecute and kill Christians, yet he found out in Acts 9 that he was wrong, and he changed. The Jews wanted a sign. Some saw the Virgin Mary and waited for another sign. People today need to have an experience. "I know what I felt. I know what I heard." Yet, that is a myth. People who walk by faith walk by revelation. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And we read in Luke chapter 1, verse number 4, that Luke wrote his gospel so men might know the certainty of the things that are written. You see, men should always rely on revelation, never on experience. How do we know? Because the Bible tells me so. How do we know? Because we have book, chapter, and verse. Because I can put my finger on the passage, and I know that it's right, because it's revealed in God's Word. What about you, dear listener, when you depend on the authority for religion? Do you go by experience? Do you go by feelings? Then you're walking by sight. We would suggest that you walk by faith, by walking by the revealed Word. What about in materialism? Those who walk by sight deal with materialism and they manage it with anxiety. Those who walk by faith deal with materialism by being contented. Man is never satisfied, according to Ephesians 5, verse 11. The more he has, the more he wants. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, we are told that we can't serve two masters. In Colossians 3 and verse 5, we're told that we must put to death the members of the flesh. Begin to worship the things that they have instead of worshiping God. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 19, chapter 6 and verse 7, chapter 9 and verse 10. You just need to remember, you can't take it with you. 1 Timothy chapter 6, 6 through 10 teaches that truth. Could all be gone in one day, according to Proverbs 23, verse 5, and we must choose which one we want to build our eternal security on, treasures on earth or treasures in heaven. Read Matthew 6, 19 through 21. One who has it worries about losing it. He's walking by sight. The Christian, he manages his material wealth and his blessings with contentment, fully trusting and accepting God's care, Philippians 4, verse 10 through 13. We need to find the happy medium to learn to be content in life. In Philippians chapter 4, we want to look at Paul's writing to the church of Philippi. Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 11. "Now that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned whatever state I am in to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You see, we need to learn the message of contentment. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul would encourage Timothy, "For godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into this world. It is certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and clothing, with these we shall be content." We need to learn contentment. The man who walks by sight manages his materialism and blessings with anxiety and worry. The man who walks by faith learns contentment and thanksgiving for what God blesses him with. Finally, what about suffering? Those who walk by sight deal with suffering with despair. Those who walk by faith deal with suffering with hope. What do we do when we are hurting? Do we blame God? Do we wonder, why me? Some just roll up in a ball and want to shut off life and any kind of help. Esau could not deal with his discomfort. Many are like him. Do we get discouraged? He sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge because of his temporary suffering. Do we get upset and beset by our suffering? Do we think that some strange thing has happened to us? We're warned that we will suffer and have discouragement, 1 Peter 4, verse 12 through 16, and chapter 5, verse 7 through 9. Can we see beyond the immediate problem? Can we see that it's only temporary and that it will not last? Or do we throw in the proverbial towel? But those who walk by faith walk in hope. They understand that all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12. We are told if we are faithful, if we live on the earth, we will face suffering and sickness and tribulation. Yet the one who reacts with hope sees the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18, and knows that better things are awaiting him. Why? Because his citizenship is in heaven, Philippians 3, verse 20. We look through the tears to the hope that we have awaiting for us in the heavenly abode. That's what Paul did as he faced death in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. Did he have regret? Was he worried about the future? No, he put his trust in God. Remember Job? He got through all of his problems. Why? Because he trusted God. We know this world is not the end. Suffering is temporal, but our reward is eternal. God gives us hope through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, suffering is not pleasant, but I will not lose my crown, and I'll not lose my hope because of my suffering. I will look to Christ, and I will look to the promises and the strength and the comfort that I can gain in Him and in His Word. We all live in the world, dear friend. We all will be subject to what the world gives us. How do we handle the decisions concerning these areas in our life? Do we look at authority by experience or feeling, or do we go to revelation? Do we manage materialism with anxiety, or do we use contentment? And in suffering, do we get discouraged? Do we slip into being despaired, or do we look with faith by hope in Christ Jesus? Dear listener, do you walk by faith, or do you walk by sight? I want to encourage you to walk by faith. It will give you hope, it will give you strength, it will give you comfort, but most of all, it will prepare you for the eternal home that God has promised those who love Him and those who obey Him. Please, let us walk by faith. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next week.